the national numbers of LGBT people who experience homelessness are disproportionate. About 40% of LGBT youth are affected by it at some point in their lives. Why is this the case?
Some of it is society. Society has created this stigma, and there aren't that many direct services from LGBT organizations that actually house individuals unless they have substance abuse or maybe mental health. There's a greater, you know, disproportionate amount of homeless transgender people than there are, you know, gay or lesbian. But just the general population of LGBT, there are not those resources. They can go to the shelters, but they don't feel safe.
How have your own experiences in this city driven your work?
So I came into South Florida in the late 80s, and I found myself homeless. And I found it through result of losing a job. And there weren't services available for me.
Where did you stay in the city?
I stayed where I could find a place. There was a dumpster on Oakland Park on Dixie Highway that I was a place. You know, it was a place because it was safe.
How key is having the services that you can identify with?
Whether you access them or not is one thing, but the mere fact that they're available sets a tone in the community so that people can feel that there's some support. I think there's still a stigma with even in the gay community itself, accessing certain services, and homelessness being one of them. It's one thing to look for substance abuse services or mental health services or, you know, case management for HIV and those kind of things, but homelessness still has the stigma.
There is a new local documentary that looks back at Fort Lauderdale's tough history in the 80s with LGBT discrimination. Do you remember what that period was like?
I remember going to a restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, and it just happened that one of the people in my party was very effeminate. And someone started making comments, and they started throwing their food at us. And, you know, we were asked to leave. There was a lot of violence in the streets. There was a lot of attacks on people that were gay. But Fort Lauderdale has really evolved from then to now. And, of course, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of room to go. There's a lot of discrimination inside the community with African-Americans, with Hispanics, with transgenders. That's probably one of the frustrating aspects of it, is that we seek inclusion from the community, but within the community, there is still not all of that unity.
The Community Foundation of Broward recently released a Pride report saying that LGBT people living in what's supposed to be one of the top areas for LGBT friendliness still don't feel completely accepted.
I don't think people are as open about the bias, but it exists. You know, it still exists in our businesses. It can exist in services. And though we have non-discrimination laws, we all understand that it's not the law. It's about the attitude.